Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJEF. A little unorthodox New Era Bank tip-off as only two guys at center. Everybody else was getting ready to play defense on either end of the floor as we get started on this Hillsborough Northwest ball game. And Hillsborough, the top seed in the Gene Steigorse tournament, wins the New Era Bank tip-off. And they're operating right to left. Lampkins lob down low. Brewer can't convert, but an offensive rebound and a putback try is good for Garrett Pinkley. 2-0 lead for the Hawks. Northwest brings the ball to the floor along the baseline. A bounce pass along there. Thomas Patient watches it kicked out of bounds by Pinkley underneath. And goes out of bounds right in front of the Hillsborough cheerleading section. It is Northwest ball. Patient to inbound. Luca. Luca to inbound, and his inbound into the corner is kicked away. Same thing happening. Just to the right of the basket and inbound for the Lions. I'll tell you about New Era Bank here in just a second. Line drive pass on the entry pass. Patient floats it up with the right hand. It rolls off the front of the rim, and the rebound for Michael Brewer of the Hawks going coast to coast. Kicks it to the wing for a Mark Moore shot. He passes it up. Instead goes to the near side wing on the pass, and airballing the three is Isaac Riedenauer. And the track star is up the floor, track and soccer as well, for the Hillsborough Hawks. He's on defense. He's on Patient in the corner. Northwest left to right. Fortner has the ball in his left hand. Top of the circle. Flips it to the near side for Luca. Luca, long hair and all with a headband on top of his head, gives up the ball. Still middle of the floor. Lions have it. It's Trey Davis, sophomore guard at 6 feet tall. Northwest swings it around the perimeter to the free throw line. Jack Watson forced to give it up. Three ball Luca, left side, no good. Brewer, second rebound of the night. 6.5 to play. Hillsborough up 2-0. Brewer takes it all the way and spins it up and in with a right hand. Michael Brewer. And the Hawks up 4-0. They are the top seed in this tournament. They're expected to win at least tonight. Mid block. Watson looking for someone to give it to. He finds Luca near side wing. Now top of the circle right, Davis to Fortner on the wing. Flips it over to the left side. Luca into the corner for Davis. Starts right, crosses over left. Baseline drive underneath the basket. Misses with the left hand. A rebound, Garrett Pinkley of the Hillsborough Hawks. Here's Lampkins saving that ball. Gets it to Moore. Moore from the wing drives right to the paint and got fouled on his way up. Mark Moore, 5'8", junior guard, wiping the slickness off the bottom of his shoes. Steps up to the line, front right foot forward, and free throws up and good. So 2 points for Garrett Pinkley, 2 points for Michael Brewer, and 2 points, or excuse me, yeah, now 2 points for Mark Moore as he goes 2 of 2 at the line. And an inbound in the backcourt, and a bad throw along the sideline. And the Hillsborough Hawks get possession up 6-0. A little sloppy inbound there by the Lions. Inbound, Lampkins. Right in front of that midcourt stripe, gives it up, goes into the corner, gets the ball, lobs it down low to Brewer. Brewer from underneath the basket, misses with the left hand, put back try by Brewer, and he's fouled by Seth Fortner. Fortner, though, is the one that hit the deck. Brewer will get to the free throw line for a pair. As head coach Dan Johnson alluded to, as Brewer makes the free throw, right before the season began, Ben Lampkins, returning senior, and he's happy to have him because Ben Lampkins was statistically the best shooter last year, going 55%. From the three-point line. Brewer misses the second free throw. Hillsborough maintaining a 7-0 lead with 5:20 to play here in quarter number one, brought to you by Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Trey Davis picks up his dribble 40 feet away from the bucket and forced to give it to Patient. Patient to Connor Luca, the 6-foot guard. Luca back to Patient, turns to his coach looking for the play, and he gives it up into the corner. Fortner, pass down low, kick out to the corner. Luca strong on the three. Long rebound comes out. Lampkins flips it over right wing. Riedenauer gives it up to the corner. Moore, baseline drive. Back over to the wing. Riedenauer doesn't like the three-pointer there, so he gives it up to Lampkins. He'll get it to Brewer now in the far corner. Back near side to Brewer on the far wing. to Lampkins for three. Yeah, he got it. Ben Lampkins with a three ball there. Gives Hillsborough a 10-0 start to this first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with the Passage Furniture timeout.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Hillsborough band very loud, very much alive, and so is the Hillsborough offense and defense. They've got 10 points, and Northwest has none. 4:38 to play. Near steal, near midcourt along the far sideline. Hillsborough's Brewer almost came away with it. And Northwest Lions head coach is not pleased with the early effort by the Lions. Trey Davis takes the inbound for the Lions. Fortner tries a line drive pass down low. Knocked up into the air by Pinkley. Up ahead, Lampkins, and Lampkins is fouled from behind. Jeremy Moss, the head coach of the Northwest Lions. And he'll bring in his first sub of the night. And it's number 5, Hunter Lee. Jeremy Moss taking over for Buddy Sodeman. Inbound into the backcourt. Moore brings it across the timeline. Goes right side, Lampkins. Up top to Brewer. Overhead pass to the wing for Moore. They'll swing it around the perimeter. Riedenauer gets a touch there, but it's Lampkins with the ball. Forces it into the corner for Pinkley. Then back to Lampkins. Cross-court pass, Riedenauer. Down low to Pinkley. Good ball movement. Hawks get a three-pointer from Moore. It's off the mark. No good. And Will May, the second sub for Jeremy Moss. Into the game, grabs the board there. Gets it up ahead to Lucan. Near side wing as Northwest goes left to right. In their front court set, patient on the mid-block. Decides to take on Brewer and throws up a shot right high off the glass and in. So Thomas Patient gets the Lions on the scoreboard. Air ball three from the corner. Riedenauer, rebound Lions. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Lions down 10-2. Connor Luca with the ball, volleyball line, flips it into the corner for Trey Davis. Looking to pass overhead. Now dribbles out of that corner to the wing and picks it up. Pinkley closes the gap, and he's forced to give it up to May. Will May, bounce pass to the free throw line. Patient gets away with a travel, takes on Riedenauer, and a body bump down low by Isaac Riedenauer. And they're going to call that one on the floor, so a baseline inbound to the left of the basket for Connor Luca. Mitchell Hickson, soccer player for the Hillsborough Hawks, checks into the game. He's the defenseman for Hillsborough, who fell short to Windsor in the district championship this year. Windsor's basketball team just beat Festus 61-58. There's a nice little slip pass to the baseline, but a missed shot by Hunter Lee from 2 feet away. Hillsborough up the floor. Right to left they go into the front court. Top of the circle pass to Hickson, who just checked in, to Garrett Pinkley, who turns and fires it to the cutting Moore, who kisses it off the glass and in. Good ball movement and good cutting action away from the ball by Mark Moore. He's got four. Hillsborough up 12-2. Near steal in the backcourt. Lucas saves it for the Lions. Gets it up ahead to May. May into the corner for Patient. Patient with Brewer on him. Dribbles twice and then picked it up. Try to bounce pass. That Garrett Pinkley steals along the baseline. Bounce pass up ahead to Brewer. Goes coast to coast and gets it off glass and in. An off balance, a right-hand runner. Off the window and in for Michael Brewer. He's got five. Near steal in the backcourt. Mark Moore now tips it up into the air and then right in front of the scores table, throws it into the corner for Lampkins, who decides to just tuck it away and maintain his balance before crashing into the wall. That backcourt press, it's not even a backcourt press. It's not like three or four guys back there. It's just one or two guys, and they're very good with their hands. Hillsborough's created quite a few turnovers here to start. Jack Watson will check back in for the Lions as he'll come in for Connor Luca. Jeremy Moss, it's his first ever year as a head coach. Actually got a chance to coach with Festus as an assistant for a few years. Lions have the ball, down by a dozen. Floater mid-block, it's good by Trey Davis. Hillsboro, in the blink of an eye, are up the floor, and Lampkins is drilling a three. 17-2, Hawks. Two threes in the game for Ben Lampkins. Starting off 2 of 2. There's a three ball from the wing. Jack Watson comes up short. Hillsboro wants to run. Lampkins up ahead. Drives right, then back left. Misses with the runner off glass. It spins out, but Michael Brewer's there for the offensive rebound and the putback. And Coach Jeremy Moss, irate off the bench for the Lions, calls a 60-second timeout. Good start. Actually, there's an adjective better than good for the start that Hillsboro has. The right awesome start for the Hillsboro Hawks. 19-2, they lead. 1:19 to play here in quarter number one. We're back in 60.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Not an ideal start for the Northwest Lions. They trail it 19-4 here in the first quarter with 65 seconds to play, and a pass along the sideline by Hunter Lee is knocked away by the Hawks. And they'll have to try it again. And Devin Hudson out of the Jeremy Moss Northwest timeout checks into the game. Left to right. The Lions going here in the first half. They have it in the front court. Bounce pass from the wing around the feet of a couple of defenders in the paint and picking it up. Pinkley up ahead. Brewer, right hand layup off glass and in. Brewer with a strong attack of the rim. 45 seconds to go. A two-man backcourt press. Now two more Hawks come uninvited for the Lions. And the Lions are having trouble getting this ball into the front. And what do we have here? We have an over-the-back foul. Lampkins was going for the steal. So Hillsboro has essentially backed the Lions into a corner, and here in the first quarter, they're going for the knockout punch. Coach Johnson's going to give Michael Brewer a breather. A much-earned breather. 33 seconds to go. Brewer sits down with 7 points. Now 30 seconds. Lions down 17. Bounce pass from the wing to the block. Stolen by Lampkins. Takes on two Lions. Scoops it up. Misses right side. Rebound. Hillsboro. Up top Moore. Back to Lampkins. Left wide open for three. You can't leave Ben Lampkins open. That's three threes here in the first. 24-4 Hawks. 7 seconds. Lions still in the backcourt. May trying to get away. 3 seconds. Dumps it off to Davis. Davis picks up the dribble. Back into the front court. May, runner from the free throw line, is blocked by Garrett Pinkley. 24-4. Hillsboro leads Northwest here on KJO.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Thank you. 24-4 after the first 8 minutes. The Lions trail. They've got the ball going left to right. Seth Fortner, quarterback of the Lions football team, back into the ball game after about a three-minute break. Connor Luca also had some time off. He's back in. In the corner, Fortner. Coach Jeremy Moss of the Lions jumping up and down. Thought he saw an open man, but his players did not. Now in the corner with it, near side May. May holds it above his head, dribbles twice to his left. Brewer picks him up. And then May tries a bounce pass. Brewer extends the arm, steals it. Lampkins, though, gets up the loose ball and then lobs it up towards Brewer, who had two Lions on him as he faded from the baseline, is able to throw it off the glass and in. Michael Brewer with 9 of first half points, 26-4, Hillsboro leads. Little backcourt press still, side-to-side pass. Fortner now brings it into the front court for the Lions. Gives it up to May. May, straight up steal by Lampkins. One on none, spins it up off glass and in. Ben Lampkins, he can do it from deep, and he can do it from right next to the basket. He's got 11. 28-4 lead. Three-man backcourt press. Hawks. Lampkins steals the bounce pass. Goes up with the left hand. No good, and a whistle and a foul. Ben Lampkins has back-to-back steals. And now he's got a chance to earn some points from the free throw line. 6:52 to play in the second quarter. Hillsboro putting on a show in front of their home crowd. Lampkins good from the line. Hillsboro was 2.5 seconds and a basket away from advancing to the state quarterfinals last year, lost by 1 point to the Sykeston Bulldogs down at the Farmington Civic Center as Lampkins sinks the free throw. 29-4, Hillsboro leads. The Hawks lost Gavin Pinkley, but got his brother up to varsity. They lost Isaiah Martin, replacing him in the starting lineup with Isaac Riedenauer, another track star, Riedenauer. They also lost Tyler Isaacson. Well, they put Brewer in his spot, and it's all paying off here in the first half. 29-4 lead, Hawks. Northwest still in possession, have yet to have a shot. Trey Davis finds Luca. Three ball straight away. Back iron. Pops up high and right into the hands of Brewer. Brewer running the floor for Hillsboro. To the wing. Three ball. Lampkin squares it up but spins it out. Offensive rebound. No. Loose ball. Now an offensive board for Brewer. Had it stripped. Loose ball up to the top. Riedenauer three from straight away off the back of the rim. No good. And a loose ball foul is going to go on the Hawks. A lot of loose change on the floor, and Brewer picked it up and gave Riedenauer a chance to deposit it, and he could not get the three ball to go. Under six to play, Lions have it down 30-4. Screen down low, Davis goes around it, throws it up off glass from the baseline, no good. Offensive board, Thomas Patient, put back drive, also no good. Brewer up ahead quickly, draws a triple team. Sidesteps left, throws it up with the right hand, and a whistle goes and a foul. And it is in the act of shooting, so Michael Brewer will go to the free throw line. Michael Brewer committed to play baseball at Southern Miss. He'll do so next year. First free throw up and no good. Brewer, number one pitcher for the Hillsboro baseball team. Top-notch basketball player as well. He and Lampkins teamed up for an alley-oop dunk a week or so ago against Park Hills. That was a loss for Hillsboro. Second free throw is good by Brewer, and then a near steal by the Hawks in the backcourt. Instead, picking it up, Watson throws it up ahead. Luca, Luca kisses one off the window and in. So Connor Luca has his first 2 points, and the Northwest Lions are down 31-6. Hillsboro with the ball going right to left in their front court set right wing. Brewer now in the corner, lobs it up towards the left side. Lampkins got away with the travel as he dribbled to his right, settles for a free throw jumper. It spins out, but a foul will go on Hunter Lee. So Lampkins already three threes on the night. He's 3 of 4 from downtown. He's also got a field goal, a two-point field goal here in the second. And with that swish free throw, he's got 3 free throws as well. That's 14 first half points for Ben Lampkin to the Hillsboro Hawks. And he knocks down free throw number 2. 4 of 4 from the line, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. 33-6, Hillsboro leads. And a loose ball on the floor. Hunter Lee goes down for it and look like, let's see who that is. Number 23 for Hillsboro, Zach Whaley, tied it up. And the possession arrow favors the Hillsboro Hawks. So a good tie up there for Zach Whaley. And he'll quickly check out of the ball game. Mark Moore brings the ball up the floor. Lampkins does for Hillsboro. Has it now on the left side of the floor. Flips it to the right side. Pass down low along the baseline for Garrett Pinkley. No shot there. Forced to give it up. And then a lob pass from wing to wing is stolen out of the air by Luca. And then an over and back is going to be called by Connor Luca. He flipped it over to his left to Trey Davis, who had yet to establish himself in the front court. He was making his way to the front court when Luca passed it to him. And you cannot do that. So a cheap turnover given away by the Lions. 33-6 advantage for Hillsboro. Brewer, top of the circle, line drive, pass down low. Garrett Pinkley up off the glass and in. Garrett Pinkley away from the ball. Good cut. Benefits from it. He's got four. 35-6 Hillsboro in the lead. Northwest just looking for a little run here. If it's 5-0, that they don't care. They need something. Here's Watson left all alone on the block, on the high block extended. Forced to give it up to Davis, though, after he didn't take the shot. And then Davis had his three-pointer blocked. He chased it down and got fouled going up for two. Northwest with 4:09 to play in the second quarter. Looking for some free points. And Trey Davis is able to get it to go in. So Trey Davis has three for the Lions. And Luca, as well as Watson, will take a seat. Looks like Will May is back in, along with number 31 for Northwest, Devin Hudson. Davis doesn't need Hudson to rebound it because he knocks down the free throw. 35-8, Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. Right to left they go in their front court set. It's Mark Moore. Overhead pass up top to Brewer. To the free throw line for Riedenauer. Thought about a pass to the corner and said, took two steps forward, then turn around, found Brewer, top of the circle. Three ball, no good. Off the back of the rim, defensive rebound for Devin Hudson. And a foul on the floor. Garrett Pinkley was trying to steal it. And in the process, fouled Devin Hudson. So Coach Jeremy Moss has had to go to about 11 guys already. I think that's his entire roster, honestly. Here's a bounce pass in the backcourt for May. Lions able to cross the timeline on the wing, leaping up into the air and passing it off is May. May gets it back from Hudson, settles for a three-pointer from the left wing. No good. Brewer, rebound underneath. 80-foot pass up ahead to Pinkley. No looker to Moore, who blows the layup. Offensive rebound to Riedenauer. Put back try, no good. Second attempt, he got fouled. Brewer threw an 80-foot pass forward that Pinkley tracked down, and then he did a no-look pass from underneath the basket to the mid-block, same side of the floor. And then Mark Moore, though, missed with a right-hand layup. And now Riedenauer a chance to knock down some free throws for Hillsboro. Rainbow free throw there. Riedenauer gets it to go. To 8. 3:22 to play. Hillsboro looking to up their advantage to 29 here with a bucket. And Riedenauer, nice looking stroke there, young man. Gets it to go. And Northwest to inbound it. Devin Hudson with a pass up ahead to Hunter Lee to Will May. Will May bounce pass through the paint. Hudson leaning over as he recovered it, forced to give it up. And the Lions will swing it around the perimeter. Left baseline drive up and under. Right hand layup, no good by Hunter Lee. And then the ball was loose underneath the basket. And it was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. Hillsboro with very patriotic colors on their jerseys. White base, blue shoulders, and some red for the numbers. Here's Brewer in the corner, near side. Goes all the way across. Now with it is Lampkins. Into the corner for Riedenauer. Riedenauer baseline pass to Brewer. Goes up and under. Uses the rim to his advantage. And puts a shot up off the glass over the defender, Seth Fortner. Michael Brewer with 5 second quarter points. 12 for the game. 39-8 Hillsborough. 2.5 to play here in quarter number two. Trey Davis, right side of the floor, drives it and gets it to go high off the glass. Knocked over Brewer, picked him up off the floor. Now Davis back on defense. Hillsborough in their front court set more, looking for somebody to pass it to, and finds the Lampkins. Trey Davis has been the light to what has been a pretty dark start for Hillsborough, or excuse me, for Northwest, down 39-10. Brewer out of the corner. Lob pass to the wing for Moore. Drives into the paint and lost control of his pivot foot, looking for a teammate, and got called for it. Trey Davis with 6 of the Northwest 10. Connor Luca getting ready to check into the game for Hunter Lee, the junior, coming out in favor of the other junior. Inbound into the backcourt. 4-man press for Hillsborough. The only guy back there not pressing is Josiah Tulloch. Tulloch first minutes of action here for the Hillsborough Hawks. Northwest able to break the press in the front court. Davis leaps up into the air, lobs it into the corner for Will May, who brings it down. May, bounce pass between the legs of Brewer to number 50, and that's Kenny Angeles, 6'7", well over 280, and he gets it to go off the glass and in. That is a big dude. Hillsborough now only up 39-12. Missed shot there on the other end by the Hawks. Loose ball. Trey Davis gets fouled by, I believe, Lampkins. Kenny Angeles, 6'7" center. Weight is not listed, but he looks like a football guy or a wrestler. He could probably excel at both. He's got the size. Inbound. Off the foul, Lions have it in the front court, left side. Corner ball, May dribbles out of it to the wing. Garrett Pinkley stays on him. May just dribbling. Now lobs it to the near side wing for Luca. Luca's pass off the shoulder of May. May collects, Moore sticks with him. May forced to give it up. Still top of the circle. Now Davis takes on Josiah. Floats it up with the right hand. Back rim no good. Rebound for the Hawks. Josiah Tulloch. Then throws a pass from the baseline to the top and has it stolen by Davis. Davis up ahead, floats it up with the left hand over the swatting hand of Tulloch and into the rim. Into the basket, I should say. It never touched rim. And Davis has 6. Baseline drive. Zach Whaley has it stuffed. But a whistle and a foul goes on Kenny Angeles. That's his first. Free throws for Whaley. And the first one is up, and that is good. So a player for the Hawks not named Moore, Lampkins, Pinkley, Riednauer, or Brewer is finally on the board. First bench points of the night for Coach Johnson. Bench points not really a factor in this ball game. Just thought I'd throw that out there for you, though. 41-14 as Whaley knocks down the second free throw. 6 different players have scored for the Hillsborough Hawks. That's the way Coach Johnson wants it. 25 seconds to go. 41-14 lead for Hillsborough. Trey Davis dribbling it. Volleyball line near side. Turns back to his coach Moss twice. Protects the ball with the left hand. Still dribbling. Now on the second half of the H on the Hillsborough logo at midcourt. 7 seconds. Davis on the move. Back up top to Fortner. Fortner just able to keep his pivot foot and then settles for a 3. Keeps the gooseneck alive as he sinks it. And then a buzzer half-court shot by Lampkins is no good. That'll lower the 3-point percentage. He's now 3 of 5 from long range. Ben Lampkins still a very good percentage overall. But that's how the first half ends. Seth Fortner, a little 3-pointer from 35 feet out, showing up. A few of the Hawks as he held out the gooseneck to say, yeah, my shot's good too. And that's how the end of the first half concludes. 41-17, Hillsborough up at the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with your Midwest Sports Center halftime show.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Christmas will be here before you know it, and we all wish we had a little more money this time of the year. Paul Hale here with Neurobank, and we offer Christmas clubs to do just that. You save a little or a lot each week, and we pay you out a check the next October that you can use to buy Christmas gifts or pay those year-end taxes. We are opening Christmas clubs right now, so come in today at any of our convenient locations to get more information or visit our website at www.neurobank.com. Neurobank, member FDIC.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Christmas will be here before you know it, and we all wish we had a little more money this time of the year. Paul Hale here with Neurobank, and we offer Christmas clubs to do just that. You save a little or a lot each week, and we pay you out a check the next October that you can use to buy Christmas gifts or pay those year-end taxes. We are opening Christmas clubs right now, so come in today at any of our convenient locations to get more information or visit our website at www.neurobank.com. Neurobank, member FDIC.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood back with you for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Pretty lopsided affair here between top seed Hillsboro and 8 seed Northwest in the 63rd annual Gene Steighorse Tournament. 41-17 your score. It would have been 41-14 except Seth Fortner hit a three-pointer from straight away right in front of that volleyball attacking line. It's a beautiful looking shot. And that was after he looked right twice, looked left twice to pass the ball with 5 seconds to go. Nobody came to him. Nobody got open for him. Nobody even guarded him for Hillsboro. And so he just fired it up and got it to go. So there you go. That's how the first half ended. Pretty exciting finish. As for the rest of the action, well, it was pretty exciting. It's just only for one team, not for both, like our first game tonight, featuring Festus and Windsor, which, by the way, came down to the wire. And Jason Johnson for Festus missed a three-pointer that spun out at the buzzer. And the four-seed Windsor hung on to win it 61-58, dropping Festus into the consolation bracket. And they'll next play Wednesday at 5:30 against the loser of Hillsboro and Northwest, which, if things stand the way they do at the break, it'll be Northwest and Festus in the consolation semis on Wednesday. All right, your Bloomsdale Bank. First half stats, Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City as the band has struck up some more music for the halftime entertainment. Let's begin with the Northwest Lions. Trey Davis has 8, including 6 in the second quarter for Northwest. Connor Luca, a starter for Coach Moss in his first year, has 2. Seth Fortner, as I mentioned, the three-pointer at the buzzer has three. Thomas Patient with a field goal early on in the first has two. And Kenny Angeles, the 6'7", my estimate would be about 300 pounds, if not a little bit lighter, also has 2 points. That's a total of 17 for Northwest. For Hillsboro, they've got 6 different scorers, including 5 starters. Mark Moore with 4. Garrett Pinkley with 4. Isaac Riedenauer with 2. And then the 2 higher scorers for Hillsboro in the starting 5, Michael Brewer, 12, and Ben Lampkins above them all with 15. And then off the bench, Zach Whaley. Got a pair of free throws to go. So he's got 2 on the night. Again, it's 41-17. Hillsboro, the top seed in the Gene Steighorse tournament, is up ahead by 24 at the break. We'll step aside for 3 minutes and come back with the conclusion of the Midwest Sports Center halftime show and the start of the third quarter.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to let you know that they are now open in their new Deloge location at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. We are even more excited that our UPS store is now open as well and ready to serve your print, ship, and mail needs. Be sure to stop by on Wednesday, November 28th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for our grand opening celebration. Smoky Valley Barbecue will be with us offering lunch for purchase, and you can register to win some awesome prizes. Ribbon cutting to be held at noon. We'll see you then.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The Jefferson County YMCA is excited to offer their 2019 golf outing at the new Topgolf location in Chesterfield, Missouri on Friday, February 8th. Compete between bays with your 1 or 3-person team. Players will receive breakfast, lunch, a beverage, and more. Please consider supporting the Jefferson County Y by becoming a sponsor or participating in this fun new golf outing. For more information, contact Debbie Siebert at 636-931-9622.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
The Midwest Sports Center halftime show comes to its end as we get ready to start the third quarter. Hillsboro 41, Northwest 17. I'm Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Let's give it up for Tim Dietert, the Hillsboro band instructor. Has all of them alive and well and making noise. And Davis reining in 3s for the Lions. Out of the corner there. That's how we start the third quarter. A Trey Davis Trey. Hey, there you go. Should have thought of that pun earlier. And then no defense there by the Lions. Brewer goes coast to coast and lays it up with a right hand. That is so Michael Brewer. He's got 14 on the night. 30 seconds into this Third quarter, we've already got 5 points. Fortner with the ball for the Lions in the front court. Northwest operating right to left in this second half. Has it right side, goes middle. Davis, 2-3 zone for Hillsboro. They want to catch their breath here to start the quarter before they start running away from it. Luca on the wing, bounce pass, mid-block Watson. Flips it quickly up top. Davis drives left side and knocks over the defender, but a foul called on Ben Lampkins. He is the defender there. It'll be a baseline inbound for the Lions just to the right of the basket. Or from our vantage point to the left. So inbound Davis, lobs it up top. Fortner flips it right. Luca over into the corner, nearly threw it away. Luca, Davis saves it back to Luca. Luca wants to cross over Lampkins. Lampkins sticks with him. Again, 2-3 zone for Hillsboro. They're shifting the middle guy, or they're pushing the middle guy up towards the free throw line. Errant pass by the Lions. Davis saves it out of the corner, but right into the hands of the Hawks. Lampkins, top of the circle, rolls it into the arms of Garrett Pinkley. Down low to Brewer. Brewer slipped, trying to turn off the defender out of the post and lost the ball in the process. And I imagine that means a towel will come out to wipe some stuff off. Coach Johnson trying to hold up play. And he, let's see. Okay, so he tells this kid who's probably about 8 or 9 years old to come out and wipe the floor. And the official saw the kid grab the mop and said, all right, come on, kid. And then he kind of told him where it was, and I think the kid got it. It could be Coach Johnson's son. I don't know. Anyway, we resume action here. 43-20. Northwest has the ball as they're down. Davis in the corner, or corner wing, I should say. Davis drives on Moore, slips right past him, and makes the right-hand layup. No help defense after Davis got past Moore, and Davis picking up where he left off. Had 6 second quarter points, has 5 third quarter points already. Elbow pass, Brewer to the wing for Lampkins. Lampkins saves it. Bounce pass Riedenauer to the baseline. Pinkley, bounce pass through the paint, catching it and throwing it up. It's Mark Moore. 45-22, Northwest. A 30-foot pass up ahead to the midcourt stripe. Davis now goes back to Fortner. Fortner dribbling right side of the line. Lampkins picks him up. Fortner has got a good 3 or 4 inches on Lampkins. Has to give it up. Couldn't get past Lampkins. Now Davis gets a high ball screen from Angeles, takes it left side, and then going to the floor, Davis lost his footing, got called for a travel, and he was trying to save himself from landing on top of his ankle because that would have been bad news. So a turnover there, and now Michael Brewer, top of the circle, straight away, rises, misses. Garrett Pinkley underneath is fouled on the putback try. Pretty acrobatic rebound there by Garrett Pinkley underneath. Showing off his skills. He'll grab his shorts as he waits for the ball from the official at the free throw line. Garrett Pinkley with 4. And that one rattles out. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Gavin Pinkley, Garrett's older brother, off to Central Missouri playing for the Mules. His younger brother staying behind to keep the Pinkley name going in the high school. And the free throw is converted. Tough inbound for Northwest, nearly stolen by Brewer. Fortner saves it, gets it up ahead to Luca in the front court. Luca picked up his dribble. He's along the sideline in front of his own bench, forced to give it up. Fortner, mid-block jumper from 8 feet, no good. Loose ball. Luca finds it, goes over to the right side for a Hudson free throw, Jay, and that's no good. Hillsboro coming up the floor. Left to right they go through the paint. Lampkins dumps it off into the corner. 3-ball rattles out from Riedenauer. Ball tipped up around. Fortner grabs it and then lobs it cross court off the bounce. Angeles gets it, hands it off Luca. Back up top Fortner. Line drive down low to Hudson, who just is able to reel it in. Almost lost it out of bounds. Fortner, the quarterback for the Lions, so you know he's got an arm. Now the Lions settling on the right side of the floor, trying to get a screen by Hudson. They get it towards Angeles, and Angeles has the ball knocked out of his hands. Ball pops up towards the sideline and out of bounds. And Isaac Riedenauer will sprint like he's used to the bench. Johnson pulling him, and by sprinting like he's used to, I mean he's a soccer guy and a track and field star. That's what I mean. Not to insinuate that he is often pulled from the game. 4:28 to go, 46-22 Hawks. It's been quiet, pretty quiet third quarter for Hillsboro offensively. They've got five, but it hasn't been easy. Inside the free throw line, Hudson turns around, fires it to the wing for a Davis drive, and floats it off balance with the right hand as he draws contact. And Trey Davis showing off his skills. And he can go off balance. He can pull up from three. He can steal the ball, handle the ball, rebound it. Trey Davis standing out amongst the Lions pack here. 4:15 to play, looking to convert the and one, but he comes up short in the rebound. And being able to hold it off his right shoulder was Garrett Pinkley that almost got behind him. Instead, he gives it up to Lampkins, and Lampkins crosses the timeline. Now at the volleyball line, flips it to the right. And off the wing, the Hawks have it. Hickson goes cross-court to Lampkins' left side. Lampkins gives it up to Moore. Moore now into the corner for a Mitchell Hickson three ball. No good. And taking a shot to the face, Garrett Pinkley on the rebound. No call there. Northwest quickly up ahead. Seth Fortner lays it up with the left hand. Nice and smooth by Seth Fortner. And the Lions down 46-26. At one point, it was a 35-6 lead for Hillsboro. Free throw line pass tipped up into the air. Fortner then knocks it away again after Hickson tried to force it down low. So two forced passes down low. Fortner nearly stole them both. Instead, it's an inbound for Lampkins. Lobs it up towards the free throw line for Zach Whaley, and then Whaley is fouled by Davis. Now I've got the hiccups. Sorry about that. 3:27 to play. 46-26. Hillsboro looking to add more. Off his right hip to the wing, Lampkins. To Brewer, who bobbles it. Back to Lampkins. Wing-to-wing pass, Moore. Line drive, pass down low on the block. It's Brewer. He'll go up and under, but a whistle and a foul on the floor before Brewer could make his move. And so Hillsboro maintains possession here. And a breather there for Kenny Angeles, and he's back in. Angeles, again, the 6'7", near 300-pound center. Easy lob pass on the inbound. Lampkins finds Brewer from point-blank range, gets it to go. Little pass there. Up high to Brewer. No one can contest that one. And Brewer gets it to go easily. And so we have ourselves a Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. And they're located at St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. We'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors. But first, we'll tell you about Gene Steigorse. It's the 63rd annual Gene Steigorse Tournament. Coach Steigorse was the Hillsboro boys basketball coach from 1953 to 1989. It's a long time, guys. He got 645 victories in those 36 years. That's a lot of wins. And because of his efforts, he was inducted as a charter member of the Missouri Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame in 1988. A well-deserved honor to have a tournament named after him, the 63rd Annual Gene Steigorse Tournament here at Hillsboro High School. Out of the timeout, Northwest has the ball down by 22. It is Will May back into the game for the Lions. As they go right to left in this front court set, May started off right, tried to pass it back left, and it was tipped away and out of bounds, landing at the Northwest bench by Moore. It'll stay Northwest ball. Inbounding it, Davis to May, gets away with a carry at the volleyball line. Still dribbling with it, May. May comes to the near side of the floor, goes back right with a pass to Davis. Davis, what will he do in this 2-3 Hillsboro zone? As they double the block with Angeles taking up space there. Northwest finds the open man, top of the circle, three, no good by May, off to the right. Rebound Brewer of the Hawks, wants to go coast to coast. He does for the third time tonight and scoops it up and in. Michael Brewer, three times this evening, has gone the length of the floor and has gotten a layup uncontested. Hillsboro back up 50-26. Backcourt press by the Hawks. Lions break it. Davis right side of the floor. Behind the back dribble. Stops. Throws it to the mid block. Angeles reels it in and gets to put it up and in from 5 feet out. Angeles with four. Michael Brewer cutting to the basket. Lampkins finds him, and Brewer's fouled with the layup. So Michael Brewer will go to the free throw line for a pair. if something's going to irk a coach more than anything, it's getting a nice basket and not playing defense, and it's missing a tough shot and not getting back on defense. It's the latter part that will infuriate coaches, and Coach Moss has been reiterating to his guys, every time they make it or miss it, get back on defense. Let's not let these guys run the floor. Brewer misses from the free throw line. Coach Moss having a little chat with Seth Fortner during that free throw. Michael Brewer, 6'5" forward. And the second free throw is also no good. Hillsboro leading by 22 with 1:48 to play in this third. Aluka up the floor, left side, settles for the mid-block jumper, misses. Fortner comes flying in, saves it from going out of bounds, finds Aluka on the wing. Aluka, no shot there. Gives it up to May, and then May throws it into the arms of Brewer. Brewer to lead the 2-on-3, though. Hillsboro outnumbered on the break. And a behind-the-back pass, Moore to a 3 from Hickson, and he missed. And then Brewer got the offensive rebound and put it back off glass and in. And now a lob up ahead. Fortner can't bring it in. Brewer tips it away. Whaley running the fast break. Finds a wide open Lampkins. Corner 3. Yes, sir. Ben Lampkins. The dagger, possibly. With 1:09 to play in the third, it's 55-28 Hillsboro. All right, we'll go ahead and keep it here. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Yeah, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000, 636-481-3000, or visit jeffco.edu today. 69 seconds remains in this third quarter. Hillsboro up 55-28. It was 41-17 at the half. And the last bucket was a three-pointer from Ben Lampkins. Before that, it was Michael Brewer. Inbound for the Lions, going right to left. Clock on the move, 1 minute to play in the third. Fortner has it stripped from behind by Pinkley, and 1:15 fouls the other one. Pinkley fouled before taking the ball away from Fortner. It'll be a baseline inbound for the Lions to the left of the basket. If you're looking at it from behind the play, if you're looking at it from the side or from the front of the play, it's to the right. Inbound goes up top to May. Overhead pass down low, mid-block, left side. Luka tripped over his own feet, throwing up the shot. And ball goes out of bounds, and the baseline official says that it was tipped out of bounds. I think that's a good call, actually. I think Garrett Pinkley sort of altered the shot from Luka and got fingertips on it. Slap on the back. Coach Moss gives one to Luka as he takes a seat on the bench. 51 seconds to go. Trey Davis throws it off the back of the defender and then can't pick up the loose ball and score. Hillsboro coming up the floor left to right. Wing-to-wing pass. Lampkins, hand down, three ball. Yes. Ben Lampkins, you can't put your hand down. He's got 5 threes on the night. Inbound. Front court pass. Reaching. Hawks pick up the foul. Man, that is a good-looking shot. I think Northwest was conflicted whether to go man-to-man defense or go to the zone, and they got caught in between, and that left Lampkins wide open for a three. So 25 seconds to play, 30-point advantage for Hillsboro. Trapped in the corner is Thomas Patient. We haven't seen him in a while, and he gets called for the 5-second violation. So backcourt inbound along the sideline. 85 feet away from the basket. Moore gets it to Lampkins, who brings the ball up the middle of the floor and finally crosses the timeline, passes it from the volleyball line to the wing for Moore. Lampkins back with it. Crosses over Fortner left. Dumps it off to Moore. He'll try it from long range. That one is off the mark. Garrett Pinkley comes flying in for the rebound. Offensive put back, no good. Offensive board. Brewer, second attempt. They're at the buzzer. Gets it to go. Hustle, effort, and never giving up. Michael Brewer gets two offensive rebounds and puts it up off the glass and in as the buzzer sounds. That's how we end the third quarter. It's Hillsborough 60, Northwest 28 on KJEP.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call student services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Hillsborough leading Northwest, the one seed in this tournament, up on top of the eight seed. Riedenauer down low, pass even further down low to Pinkley inside the low right block, kisses it off the window and in. Garrett Pinkley has now scored at least 1 point in every quarter. It's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Trey Davis brings the ball up the floor, into the paint, elbow now, and swings a pass around along the baseline to Hunter Lee, who saves it from going out of bounds and gets it to the sideline for Thomas Patient. Patient with an elbow screen from Watson, forced to give it up. Patient to the near side wing. Now Patient has it. A bigger part in that's Jack Watson. Watson gives it up. Right side of the floor now with it is Lee. Lee dribbles away from that spot, and they'll swing it around the perimeter of the Lions to Davis, and then Davis is hip-checked by Mark Moore and checks to make sure Mark Moore's okay, because I think he may have hit him in a spot that you don't want to be hit as a man. Moore didn't seem fazed by it, though, so I guess he's all right. It'll be an inbound for the Lions as Jack Watson takes a seat. Detective Jack Watson. Sorry, it just sounds like a detective name. 6:48 to play. Here's a corner three from number 23, Brad Hahn. And Hahn airballs it. It goes to the other side of the floor, and it's reeled in by Hunter Lee. Northwest, second chance point here. Davis drives baseline, high off the glass and in, but a hand check foul on the floor before it got up into the act of shooting. And that is now six team fouls by Hillsborough. 6:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. A running clock. So during timeouts and fouls and all that stuff, they'll keep the clock going. Jumper missed. Brewer up the other end of the floor. Misses with the fadeaway right hand. But there's Mark Moore to clean up the glass. And now Mark Moore has two here in the fourth. On the wing, Lee dribbles behind his back and tipping it away was Lampkins, and then Lampkins diving out of bounds, unable to save it. So a near turnover there by Northwest. Bigger part than that was Moore. Moore and Lampkins look pretty identical from a distance, and they're also number one and number two. Sometimes that jersey gets wrinkled, and the two looks like the one. So I do apologize there. 5:35 to play, 64-28 Hillsborough here in the fourth. Looking to advance in this Gene Steigors tournament to take on Windsor Friday. Northwest, right side of the floor, going right to left. Lob pass down low. Fortner can't control it, and so the ball nearly goes out of bounds. Fortner saves it into the hands of Patient. Baseline jumper, no good. Hillsborough wants to run. Lampkins misses high off the glass. Josiah Tulloch into the game. Gets the offensive rebound, but the putback try is too strong, and Northwest comes down with it. 5 minutes to play in the fourth. 36-point deficit. Davis, shovel pass to Lee. Lee loses it on the dribble off his right foot as it rolls out of bounds in the corner. And now it looks like Coach Jeremy Moss is going to bring off the mainstays. Fortner comes off. Davis as well. And Thomas Patient will take a seat. It looks like Coach Johnson's doing the same thing. Clock still running during these substitutions. Ben Lampkins It appears his night is over. Five threes, only missed two of them, and one of them was a half-court heave at the end of the first half. So really can't blame him for that one. Or can't blame him for the miss on that. Here's Hillsborough, nearly losing it. More of the Hawks, gets it back. Flips it across court to the near side. And into the corner now, Josiah Tulloch. Tulloch picks up the dribble to the baseline. More wraps around the defender, throws it up with the left hand, no good. And a defensive rebound by Devin Hudson. And he's fouled from behind by Josiah Tulloch. Let me repronounce his name so I don't keep saying Z. It's Josiah Tulloch. Apologize to the Tulloch family. So free throws coming. That is team foul number 7. One and one opportunity here for Hudson. He's got to get this one to get a second. Spins the ball, dribbles it once, throws it up, and that one is good. So Devin Hudson, that's his first points of the night. He'll get a second free throw. He's earned it for sure. Free throw is up and also good. 64-30. Clock inside of 3:20. Bringing the ball up the middle of the floor is Brett Stalick. Hawks have it. Stalick now on the wing. Flips it over to the near side corner for Tulloch. Back up top they go. Now to the left side. Tulloch gets it back in the other corner as he raced along the baseline. Forced to give it up. Stalick back with it. Now goes near side for Zach Whaley. Whaley lobs it down low, stopping and throwing it up from the mid block. No good, Seth Oshie. And a defensive rebound and a foul will go on Hillsborough. And I thought it was a foul. No, I guess the ball just went out of bounds. And so it will stay Northwest ball still. So Hillsborough is going to win this one. The one seed in the Gene Steinhorst tournament is going to be advancing to take on Windsor Friday at 5:30 on KJF. Ball tipped up, stolen by the Hawks. Into the front court they race. Mitchell Hickson pulls it out. And now on the wing, Hickson stops and throws up a three and gets it to go. Mitchell Hickson, the junior guard off the bench, gets three. Hawks up 67-30. Driving middle of the floor to the elbow, Hunter Lee throws it away, trying to find 6'7" Kenny Angeles down low. It's a turnover by the Lions. Approaching 2 minutes, now inside of 2 minutes. Hillsborough, free throw jumper, and Whaley has it blocked. Northwest coming right to left, down by 37 points, and when it's 30 or more in the second half, you get yourself a running clock. So subs, fouls, free throws, whatever have you, any stoppage in play other than a timeout will mean that the clock will stop. There's a push foul near the basket. Devin Hudson, the recipient of the foul, so he'll toe the line for a pair. Devin Hudson already 2 of 2 from the stripe. And the clock is running. 67 seconds left in this contest. Hudson, free throw, short. Tomorrow night, same start time, 5:15, Park Hill Central against Sacramento. That's a 2v7. That'll be on KJF and KREI. Hudson, though, gets the second free throw to go. He goes 1 of 2 at the stripe, and the Lions are down 36 with 45 seconds to go. Our second matchup is 3-seed Eureka against 6-seed DeSoto. That'll be a 7 o'clock scheduled tip. On the wing, Seth Oshie has it for the Hawks. Into the corner for Tulloch. Back to Oshie. Oshie looking to pass, not shoot. He does. 28 seconds to go. 3-ball. Corner. Backside, no good. Rebound, though, by the Hawks. Whaley on the miss. Now he has it. Top of the circle. Loses the dribble. Out of bounds. It rolled off his left shoulder. And Northwest, with 15 seconds to go, will likely end this game with a shot as they're down 67-31. Inbound to May. May, blonde top and all, goes to the left side of the floor. Hunter Lee throws up a three at the buzzer, and the rebound there by Tulloch, adding to the stat total there. And the 3-ball missed, of course, because I said that Tulloch got the rebound, and that's how the game ends. So a missed three in the corner by the Northwest Lions is how this ball game is over. Hillsborough 67 and Northwest 31. We're back with the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show next.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Dental emergencies can happen unexpectedly, requiring immediate attention without the wait for an appointment.
Comtree Dental Care in Festus offers immediate walk-in emergency care for you and your family.
Receive dental care immediately without the huge expense of going to an urgent care center or the ER.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org for more information.
Welcome to our family tree.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Lettington exit.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwood back with you with the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Hillsboro 67 and Northwest 31, the 1v8. It's the one that moves on to take on the Windsor Owls, who won our first contest this evening 61-58 in thrilling fashion over the Festus Tigers. A missed three by Jason Johnson at the buzzer for Festus means that they are going home for the evening. And when they come back, they'll be in the consolation bracket, and they're going to face Northwest on Wednesday at 5:30. We're going to continue to broadcast this 63rd annual Gene Steighorse tournament tomorrow night. Got Park Hill Central and Sekman. That is a 2-versus-7 matchup there. And then Eureka is taking on DeSoto. That's a 3v6. We'll have the 2-7 first against Central and Sekman at 5:30. And then DeSoto the 6 against Eureka the 3 after that. And that'll be our coverage tomorrow night. And let's go ahead and get to the stats, the Bloomsdale Bank stats of the game. We'll begin with the Northwest Lions. And 15 points for Trey Davis, a sophomore guard for the Northwest Lions, doing a really good job for the Lions ball club tonight. Unfortunately, wasn't able to do enough. But a good performance from Trey Davis. Again, 15 points, a couple of assists, a couple of rebounds, maybe a steal or two as well. And then you got Connor Luca that had 2 for the Lions. Seth Fortner with 3. And that 3 points was a 35-foot shot at the buzzer at the end of the first half. A pretty nice-looking shot there from the Lions forward Fortner, who's also the quarterback for the Northwest team. And then Thomas Patient had 2, Devin Hudson 3, and then Kenny Angelis had 4. And for the Hillsborough Hawks, well, they got off to a 21-4 run to start the ball game. At one point, they were up 35-6, and they pretty much ran away with this one, literally. Mark Moore had 8, Isaac Riedenauer 2, Garrett Pinkley 7, Ben Lampkins 21, and Michael Brewer 22. That's your starters and their point totals. Off the bench, Zach Whaley had 2, and Mitchell Hickson had 3 for a total of 67. And now I'm joined by Hawks head coach Dan Johnson. Coach, I feel like the emphasis for you in the locker room coming into this game was let's blow them out early and sort of try to relax and get some guys off the bench and get some, you know, get some action and not have this as a close ball game. What was that sort of the message going into this game?
Well, no, we looked like we were relaxing there defensively, especially in the third quarter. But we wanted to have a ton of energy to start the game. And we want to make sure we're playing together, make sure our bench is in it, and make sure everybody's fired up and talking defensively and all that. And I think we did that. We were able to force a lot of turnovers, got our hands, you know, a lot of tips, and we're able to get out and run and get some space. And when we can play in some space, guys like Michael Brewer, Ben Lampkins are really difficult to guard.
Speaking of Ben Lampkins, let's start with him first. 3 first quarter three-pointers, really setting the tone for the offense there. And he followed that up with a pretty positive second quarter as well. I have him down for 6 second quarter points. So 15 in the first half, Ben Lampkins, and then 2 more threes in the third quarter. I believe he missed maybe 2 or 3 three-pointers, and one of them, you can't really blame him for missing. It was a half-court heave at the buzzer. So talk about his play. I mean, he is just such a good shooter.
He is. He shoots the lights out, and what makes him so good is that he doesn't take a bad one. You know, he takes the shot that his team expects him to take. You know, the other team knows he's a shooter going in, so they're always trying to key on him, maybe try to deny him this and that, and he just keeps working until he gets himself open or one of his teammates gets him open, and he's always ready. He's always got his hands ready, his feet ready, and he can get rid of it quick. And I'm always surprised over there on the sideline when it doesn't go in. So, right. You know, I expect that if Ben can get it off, it's probably going to go in. And, that's just the kind of shooter that he is. But he's really solid with the ball, you know, makes the right decisions. Doesn't get a ton of assists, but he gets a lot of hockey assists. He's always the next one because when he catches it, you know, the guy that's supposed to be guarding him is running at him. The next guy is running at him. So he sees that, makes the quick pass, makes the right decision. And it's not often you get a guy who shoots it that well that's also that unselfish. And that's Ben Lampkins.
And then Michael Brewer, it seemed like as soon as he got a rebound and all the Lions defenders had their backs turned to him, it was all about getting up the floor, weaving through them, getting all the way to the bucket. I think he did that 3 or 4 times, had a few easy layups that way. I think he had a contested one as well where he got fouled. So really a good job by Michael Brewer just sort of running the floor and taking what the defense gives him.
Yeah, and see, and what's lost in that as well is that everybody's got to work hard to get easy baskets, you know, if that makes sense. So, you know, if his teammates aren't running wide and running lanes and getting out ahead of him to create a little space, then he doesn't have that room to weave around in there. So that's a credit to our guys. They played fast tonight, and, we want to push it. We want to go fast. We don't want to be in a hurry. But, I feel like our guys that have it in their hands will make good decisions. And, again, if we can create a little bit of space and transition, more times than not, we make a good decision.
Garrett Pinkley, a couple of tough rebounds down low. I thought he played pretty well. Mark Moore had eight tonight, and a very just steady eight from Mark Moore. Just you got seven guys that scored, so all around it was just a really good performance.
Yeah, everybody had their hand in everything. We played unselfish and just made the next pass, and the next open guy got it. I did feel like we were able to touch Garrett Pinkley, let him get a few more touches. I felt like our first game, we never even looked, you know, in his direction when he was on the baseline. Everybody was too busy, you know, trying to dribble it or trying to jack a shot or whatever. And, you know, he runs the floor and he demands some attention. He can score it down there as well. And, you know, yeah, he played really solid post defense for us, got some really tough rebounds, and we're going to need that. With our lack of size, you know, Garrett has to play big, bigger than he is, and, you know, he did that tonight.
I don't know how much of the Windsor-Festus game you got to see before your started. I imagine since you are the host school, you probably have been here all day or something like that, and got a chance to check in on that one. The Worley brothers, Ethan Worley got off to a great start in the first quarter. Evan Worley helped sort of finish the job, you know, in the third, or not really finish the job, but give his team a lead, and then free throws by Ethan to sort of ice, you know, the icing on the cake there for that Windsor victory. Your thoughts on the Owls and those Worley guys?
Man, they're good. We knew coming in that they were going to be a tough team. They've got a lot of pieces. Coach Dutton does a great job with them. Always has them organized and playing hard and doing some different things. You know, anytime you have a legit post threat and, you know, a couple shooters, then you're going to be a difficult matchup. And they have more than a couple. They got a lot of guys that can put it in. They got a good point guard that handles the ball and you know, handles the game really well. And they've got some experience as well. You know, the Hartman kid, I believe, is a senior. Mm-hmm. The Worley brothers played a lot of varsity. They both started last year, so they may only be juniors, but they're seasoned juniors.
Right.
And so, and Coach Dutton, you know, like I said, he's been around and is a really good basketball coach. So we'll have our hands full with them, you know, and luckily we got 3 days to look at it, work on ourselves a little bit before we get into what they do.
You know, it's kind of funny, as you were talking about Windsor, I was sort of thinking back on how they played tonight and kind of looking at the guys that the Owls have. And you look at Sonny Amabile, their point guard, wears number zero. He's got the same sort of size and dribbling ability that Lampkins and Moore have. Then you got Ethan Worley, who kind of matches up with Lampkins, you know, size-wise and speed as well there. Connor Hartman and Garrett Pinkley are about the same type of player. And you got Evan Worley and Michael Brewer. Worley is 6'7" kid. Michael Brewer is 6'5", both very physical. And then Justin Van Etten at about 6'3 or 6'4", really good down low as well, very tough rebounder and very hard to beat on the board. So this should be a really fun evenly matched game going into Friday.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're pretty good. You know, hopefully we are too. And you know, it should be a good game Friday.
Do you see those similarities?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we both kind of play a little bit of a zone type of deal. At least they like to a lot of times. But yeah, I think we're very evenly matched. You know, we both got some guys that can shoot it and some guys that can score it at the rim. And you know, so should be pretty close contested, which is what you'd expect in a good tournament field like we have in the semifinals.
I could see the benches playing a pretty big role in this as well for both you guys.
Absolutely. So,
should be a fun one. Coach, we'll see you at 5:15 Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us here on the Home Poles and Spas postgame show. Let's go ahead and we're going to tag, or Coach Johnson's going to tap Jeremy Moss on the shoulder. He did on the right shoulder there as we watched that entire action. And Coach Moss of the Northwest Lions is going to come over and have a little bit of a chat. He's having a conversation right now with parents and a couple of players for the Northwest Lions. So, yeah, they like talking to him, I guess. Coach, I think they like talking to you.
Well, I know we're trying to get out of here. It was a tough night for us. But, yeah, sorry if I don't have much of a voice. I lost it during the game, if you can't tell.
Yeah, I lose it at the end of every broadcast as well, so I think we're all good. I think hot tea and some lemon will do us both some good.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of sleep. That'll help.
Yeah, that too. I do want to highlight a good player, though, Trey Davis.
Yes, Trey Davis, he's a sophomore, and he's our best player. He's pretty good, and I think, you know, next year being a junior and then following that, he's going to be a stud for us. Right now, like you just, you know, I just said, he's a sophomore. We are very young. We have one senior, Seth Fortner, plays his butt off for us. But other than that, we're a bunch of young guys out there just trying to put it together right now.
I was just really impressed with, you know, no matter what the score was, Trey Davis was doing his best to stay in the ball game, you know, play good defense, attack the rim, you know, shoot it from long range. Just a guy that I guess Coach Moss, moving forward, you can sort of use as an example of how you want your guys to play.
Yeah, and not just Trey tonight. I thought our guys, all of them, did a really good job of never giving up. They played hard the entire time. You know, being down that big in a game, you can fool pretty easily, but I felt like we did not do that. But, no, you're exactly right. Trey is going to be a good building piece for us, or a piece to build around, and, you know, he's only going to get better. So,
how important was it for you? I know the score was not in your favor, but how important was it for you to get some guys off the bench into the game, like a Will May and a Hunter Lee and a Kenny Angeles?
Well, it was big. You know, Will and Hunter both are going to give us big minutes, and then Kenny is, we're finding out. We're learning with him. We're experimenting. And it just happens to be this tournament that was his first varsity action. He did a decent job for us. Will, that's another exciting sophomore. He can handle the ball well, makes good decisions. At the end of the day, they were a much more talented team, and they get up and down the floor a lot. Brewer took the ball 94 feet way too many times. And then when we did get set up in our half court and we got a stop, we couldn't get the rebound. They were bigger than us, just a little bit better than us. But, you know, I thought our guys played hard the whole time. That's all I can ask of them.
What do you want to see cleaned up between now and your Wednesday game and the consolation against Festus?
Well, we're going to have to clean up our transition defense, because Festus likes to get up and down just like Hillsborough did. If we don't get back and set up, you know, it's going to be a long night again. So transition defense and then rebounding the basketball. Like I said, we got stops, couldn't get the rebound, and that's demoralizing. So.
Coach Moss, have fun on Wednesday.
Yep.
Good luck to
you. We're excited, and I think the guys will bounce back strong, hopefully. So, you know, we're going to go practice tomorrow, prepare for Festus, see what happens Wednesday.
Coach Moss, thanks for coming up here and talking to us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Jeremy Moss, first-year head coach for the Northwest Lions, taking a tough defeat here. Hillsborough 67, Lions 31. That's your final score. And as we get ready to wrap up this broadcast, let's go ahead and get to our play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee, play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay is included. If this sounds like something you're interested in, you can call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. I think it goes without saying that it is very quiet in here without fans and a band. The Hillsborough Band was great tonight. Give it up for Hillsborough Band Director Tim Dietert. Had them all fired up, had the fans up on their feet dancing to the music, and Hillsborough used that to a 67-31 victory. But our play of the game, here's the thing. Basketball, there's so many plays. Can I remember them all? No, not really. But if I had to sort of remember a moment that happened, it was third quarter, Lampkins. Northwest had sort of gone on a mini run, had sort of, I guess, matched Hillsborough point for point to start the third quarter. And then Lampkins just drilled one of his five threes on the evening. And it was, I mean, he was left open and he sank it. And that got everybody to erupt. And that was just a really important play, I think, to make sure Hillsborough stayed on top energy-wise on top of the Lions. And so I'll give that play of the game to that Lampkins three to in the third quarter. As for our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, one free appetizer for our athlete of the game. We'll go ahead and give it to Ben Lampkins. 5 of 8 from beyond the arc. Finishes the night with 21 points for the Hillsborough Hawks. He is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. That is it for our broadcast tonight. Tomorrow it'll be the 2-7 and then the 3-6. Central versus Sekman, that's the 2-7. Then Eureka and DeSoto, that is the 3-6. Hillsborough 67-31 over Northwest. They advance to Friday at 5:30 in the semifinals. And then Windsor also onto the semis with a 61-58 victory over the Festus Tigers. Northwest Festus will play in the consolation bracket game Wednesday at 5:30. But again, our Hillsborough and Windsor have advanced to the semis Friday at 5:30. I want to thank Dale Bruning back in the KJO studio for getting us on air and keeping us there. And I want to thank you as well for tuning into our broadcast tonight. Again, tomorrow we'll do it again. 5:15, Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Central Sekman first up, followed by Eureka and DeSoto. And then also, keep in mind, Wednesday we'll have our first Jefferson College women's basketball broadcast of the 2018-19 season, and that'll be Jefferson College hosting John A. Wood. That'll be a 5:30 tip-off, 5:15 pregame as well. So that's what's coming up for us on Wednesday. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, it's all about the Gene Steikhorst Tournament. That'll do it for us this evening. I'm Matt Greenwood. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday evening.